Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Your servants and your people, whom you've redeemed by your great strength and mighty hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayers of your servants who delight in fearing your name. Here we are. We are your servants. Here we are. We are your people. And and your people, whom you've redeemed by your great strength and mighty hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayers of your servants who delight in fearing.
In the background, Mary Beth Carlson, a medley of two songs, Somebody's Praying Me Through, and Sweet Hour of Prayer. Thank you for joining me today here on our Call to Worship program. We began with a song that speaks about being a servant. And today we're going to be singing and talking a lot about how we need to be a servant, how we need to serve the Lord by serving others. That's one way that Christ can let His light shine through us. As we serve others, maybe your spiritual life is sort of dead. Maybe you feel like you just don't have any spirit in you. Well, maybe it's you're looking too much inward and not enough outward. You know, as we serve others, Christ fills us with His love. And we will then have a great relationship not only with those that we are serving, but even more important, with our Heavenly Father. Because our attitude of service are wonderful ways to get our minds off of ourselves. In fact, the Scriptures exhort us to consider the interest of others above our own and to be a servant. We'll talk more about that later on in our broadcast. Also coming up today, we're going to be sharing with you Psalm 98, a psalm that we have not used in quite a while. But right now, as we always do, let's ask God's blessing on our worship time together. Heavenly Father, I thank you for loving me, and I thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. He cast off all of his glory in heaven, took the form of a servant, Father, so that he could serve us and show us how much you love us. And then in our place, he died for us, so that we might be able to stand in your presence today, clothed in his righteousness, not our own. Thank you, Father, for saving us through faith by your great grace, not by works that we do. We're not saved by that, Father. We're saved by believing in you and in your Son. But Heavenly Father, I know that we are commanded to do those good works and to be a servant of those that we come in contact with. So help us be more of a servant in our walk with you, Lord, and in our walk with others. Thank you, Father, for accepting our praise and adoration today. I pray, Lord, that all the songs that we use and the scriptures that we share, and even the thoughts that we'll share later about being a servant, might find their place in the hearts of those that are listening today, and that your Holy Spirit might do a new work in their lives. And if there's someone listening today, Father, who has never accepted Jesus and has never experienced the joy and the peace that can come from knowing that their sins are forgiven, I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit might just tell them so today, that they can be free of their sins, that they can be free of the penalty of those sins because of what Christ has done for them and for all the world on the cross of Calvary. Take great pleasure in our adoration, Heavenly Father. We are here to praise you today and to worship you and to sing songs of adoration. Help us, Heavenly Father, to know what being a servant is all about. We are pilgrims on a journey. We're brothers and sisters on the road. We're here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. And when we sing to our Heavenly Father in heaven, we shall find such harmony, born of all we've known together, of Christ's love and agony. Brother, let me be your servant. Let me be as Christ to you, and pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too. So, Heavenly Father, let me be a servant of those that I come in contact with today. Help me to let Christ shine through my life as I relate to those around me. Father, I pray that this program might draw us together so that we may be one. And Heavenly Father, we pray that today as we sing songs of praise and adoration, just the worship today will bring us together. Make us one, that the world may know that you have sent your Son to us. Father, this program is indeed for you. And Father, we lift you up in adoration and praise today here on A Call to Worship.
You have sent your Son. others on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load.
When we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony. Born of all we've known together, of Christ's love and agony.
And now, Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and with the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity.
You made the plan that guided your hand, and all the world you created, you caused to be.
Your hands have created, my heart cries, holy are you, Lord. For the marvelous mercy your love has provided, I cry, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Make me a vessel, a sanctuary for your presence, Lord, and make me a temple of your worship.
Thank you. replaced my weak foundation and made himself the cornerstone. When all was ready and in order, he promised every day and hour he'd be faithful to sustain me by his mighty power.
I can be glad, for my hope is in the Lord, 'cause he gives a confidence that this world doesn't know. He's the Lord of all creation, and whatever the situation, I'm glad.
Cause the walls to crumble under the fervor of my praise. If for the cause of Christ I'm chosen to suffer death to prove my stand, I'll be ushered into glory, led by God's own hand. Every mountain, every fortress, every word that is not His will pass away.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. Coming up a little later in our program, we're going to be talking about being a servant. There are some episodes in our spiritual journey when we become spiritually stale. Our prayer life is flat, our sense of God's presence is dulled. May I suggest something quite practical that I've discovered? Find someone that you can serve. Acts of pure service are wonderful ways to get our minds off of ourselves. And I think one reason is that we are never more like Christ than when we live with a servant's heart. Think about this statement. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ by serving others. I think we can enter the joy of our Master on earth by embarking on a lifestyle of Spirit-led servanthood. And coming up a little later in our broadcast, we'll be talking about being a servant and to serve others. Briefly right now, I just want to thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Your gift each month keeps us on the air, and I just want to say thank you for that. If you go to the website, you can actually listen to the program anytime you want. And it's my gift to you for your appreciation of this station. Check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And once more, the mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's get back to this medley with the David Clydesdale Orchestra and Chorus and the song How Majestic is your name.
See the look on each man's face. Our single act of service puts a soul back in our place. When we're called to minister and do miracles in His name, remember when you're sent by Him, the reason that He came. To serve you.
now sing along with us. I will serve thee.
I will serve thee.
Because I love thee.
Because I love thee.
You have given life.
Now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled, A Touch of His Presence, Meditations for a Richer Life of Faith, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Romans 15:2 says this, Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. Today I want to talk briefly about being a servant, serving others. There are episodes in our spiritual journey when we become spiritually stale. Our prayer life is flat. Our sense of God's presence is dulled. We have all been there, and we all know how feeble our attempts to invigorate our spiritual heartbeat can be. We pray harder. We read the scriptures longer, but to no avail. May I suggest something quite practical? Simply find someone you can serve. There are, of course, many reasons why we occasionally find ourselves in a spiritual funk, but practicing a servant spirit can frequently be just the remedy that we need. C.S. Lewis wrote that mankind is one vast need. We don't have to look far, do we? There's an elderly neighbor who would love to have someone mow their grass or visit them. There are some kids at the local school who need a tutor. There are a few church members who can't afford minor car repairs. Acts of pure service are wonderful ways to get our minds off of ourselves. The scriptures exhort us to consider the interests of others above ourselves. Remember what the Apostle Paul told the Philippians in his epistle to them? He said, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves." Each of us should look not only to our own interests, but also to the interests of others. That's what it means to serve others. Serving those around us is an immensely practical means to fulfill this command. We are often so absorbed in our own problems that the only way out is to concentrate on the needs of others. It's amazing how our perspective can change when we reach out and serve someone else. I think one reason is because we are never more like Christ than when we live with a servant's heart. Jesus, the Lord of all, came to serve all. The scriptures say that he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. You see, the more we serve in Christ's name, showing his love and compassion, the more Christ-like we become. Serving others is always a matter of humbling ourselves, you know, laying aside our rights. This process of humility is the primer for receiving fresh waves of grace. In James 4:6, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And isn't grace, the incredible free flow of God's goodness and mercy, just what we often need to rejuvenate our spirits? Think about this statement. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ by serving others. We encourage the faint-hearted. We build up the weak. We take up the towel and demonstrate the love of Jesus Christ. I think we enter the joy of our Master on earth by embarking on a lifestyle of Spirit-led servanthood. Good deeds, empowered by the Holy Spirit, can resurrect our spiritual listlessness with might from heaven. Give it a try. We are never more Christ-like than when we serve others. Heavenly Father, I am often so encased in my own troubles that I seldom think of the needs of others, those around me. Show me someone whom I can serve with your help that will bring them your joy and hope. I trust you will revive my spirit in the process and lead me into a new praise and thanksgiving time for your presence in me as I serve others, as I am a servant.
Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me
The Maranatha Singers, soloist Kelly Willard, and Make Me a Servant. Well, thank you for worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you also for writing to our Call to Worship program and sending whatever you're able to send to us for our financial gifts to help us pay our bills and support. You can mail your gifts to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Distribe, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And please remember that A Call to Worship is a broadcast blessing of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. And And now to close our broadcast ministry for this day, the song entitled by the Maranatha Singers, the song In His Time, reminding you that we are never more Christ-like than when we serve others. Have a great week. See you next week, right here on A Call to Worship and Praise.